The news keeps getting worse and worse. And I want to talk about some different stuff, guys. But, you know, I might as well just tell y'all what's going on. So, stick around for the red and yellow.
This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan.
So, recent stories has to really just do with the man himself, the President of the United States. So, if you haven't been following, apparently this man has risen from the dead in 3 days. So, if you haven't really been following, Trump caught the C word for 3 days, was in the hospital, and then was discharged from the hospital while still having the C word. It doesn't really make any sense. And while that was happening, the stock market fell a little bit and rose even higher, especially when he was saying that everything would be okay in his tweets. So it is like that happened. And then when he got discharged, he makes a video and says, people do not be afraid. Oops, I said the C word. I shouldn't have said the C word. I have to bleep it out on the video version because YouTube does not like that. But anyways, he said, do not be afraid of the C word because the C word is nothing to be afraid of. Now then, that doesn't apply to everybody. That doesn't apply to everybody. It's like, it really is a problem when everybody doesn't have a first testable, like first response, first ever dosage that's ever been tested on anybody. Like he's like one in three that's ever had the test of the amount of cocktail of drugs that he's in taking right now. So him saying that is also weird. Two, there's another video afterwards that show him having trouble breathing. Like it looks like he's just he's sucking on air. He's trying to gather his breath. He's just And in many ways, I kind of feel bad for this man, especially, you know, on the breathing part. I don't think anybody should suffer, you know, pain. But just seeing this man do a 180 and not even in the healthy direction, it's just a 180. And it's all the way weird. You downplay the whole thing. You catch it. You downplay it to try to act strong. But most sensible people can very much tell the difference between in the reputation. That's the best way I can explain it. But anyways, when he got discharged, he's supposed to be still being treated for the C word, still being treated for the C word while in the White House, even though he's taking it somewhat as a victory, like he's beaten the C word. It doesn't really make any sense. Whereas it's like even more news, right? Even more news, like he put out a statement saying that he's not doing any more stimulus package until after the election. And everybody is pretty much upset. And that reflects in the stock market more so than people's opinions. The stock market somehow knew this. There was a huge sell-off, dropped by 200 points. And now everybody's like, oh, state of panic when it comes to the stock market. And like I said in my previous video, his economy has been based on the stock market. So I wonder if this is going to change his, perspective on things. I wonder if this is going to change how he sees the whole picture, because as of right now, people are a little confused. People don't know how to take this. And when I say take this, is like all these mixed messages that's coming. You know, you quote unquote beat the C word, you quote unquote cut the stimulus package because I don't know, you might believe that people don't need it anymore because you beat it. I don't know. Or maybe you're just waiting to see and hold off until there's a victory, so that way you can make it like a victory cry to everybody that I win. So I don't know. This is, truth be told, he's a little bit pompous. So just keep that in mind. There is an ego behind this man. But other than that, the sell-off is really crazy, and everybody is pretty upset about it. Not so much me, because I was investing in other things, tech stocks and stuff like Nvidia, things like Quidadel and stuff like that, because those were bound to go up based on the circumstances. So my portfolio didn't have a huge hit like many other people. So going on to the next subject, still dealing with the main subject, Mr. The Man himself, the president, he was calling for a Section 230 repeal. Now then, the Section 230 actually protects a lot of things on the internet. A lot of things. When I say that Section 230 protects a lot of things, it protects a lot of stinking things. It protects you to post online. Right now, Section 230 protects the right to basically post on a social media platform and the social media platform not be held responsible for that. The social media is not responsible for whatever you post. They're just a host. They're not responsible for things. No matter what it is, they're not responsible for things. That really does allow anybody and everybody to post, regardless what it is. So things like, to the extreme, you could have terror videos up there on YouTube that get taken down really quick, you know. Like YouTube wouldn't allow that content. They're going to go ahead and try to cut it off really quick as possible. But the government is not going to hold them liable for having that content posted on there. They didn't post it. So that's where the protection comes in. Same thing for Facebook. If Facebook hosts their pages and stuff like that, if 20 people want to say we don't want this certain law to go and act in because it goes against our rights and stuff like that, and many people don't agree, Facebook isn't liable to law consequences. They're not liable for those consequences. So Section 230 really protects the companies that host all this information. But Section 230 also protects a whole lot more, dealing with news publications, bloggers, and stuff like that. So, like, for example, if you host your own website that is, you know, Moms for Cooking, if it's Moms for Cooking and you got 20 moms that post their recipes and stuff like that, and that one of those recipes happened to actually be Paula Deen's recipe, Paula Deen's going to be able to sue you for that. Or if one of those comments aren't even related to cooking and somebody put a random post up there that shouldn't be up there, you're liable for that post being dangerous to other people. And that's what Section 230 is. It's a protection for you as this free range of internet that we have. It protects so much while also enabling a whole lot. People want to rewrite it. People want to get rid of it. But the fact of the matter is it protects too much, and also it is basically there for protection. The best that you can do is amend it with like an extra thing. If you repeal it, there's going to be a whole lot of disastrous consequences. So according to Deadline, it's kind of funny how their words is, virus-infected President Donald Trump on Tuesday called for a repeal of decades-old internet freedom rule after Facebook deleted his post. So like I just said like 5 minutes ago, I said this man has an ego. So a part of his whole ego thing is to look strong while also breathing heavily, because C-word. See, I can post this on my podcast, but I can't do this on my YouTube channel. So, you know, please be aware, it's going to have like a little on the video version. But yeah, the C-word this man having the C word is very, very detrimental, and he wants to look like he's conquered it. Facebook deletes a post, Twitter deletes a post, and he brings up Section 230 again and again. This is like the third time he's brought up Section 230, and the first time was near the beginning of his presidency. Now then, Facebook this morning yanked Trump's post claiming the flu is more deadly than the C word. And Twitter added their label of misinformation, and Facebook took it down as misinformation. And I've seen Facebook do it a whole lot more than Twitter, because I stay off of Twitter more so than I do on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that. But I have seen Facebook outright call out whether it's political things or even small, minute things, to where it might be someone talking about their dark tendencies for something, and they pull up a random fact. Facebook will put a label up here, it might be misleading, and they'll put a fact checker. I kind of don't know about these fact checkers, even though that's just me personally. I don't know about the fact checkers, because who facts the fact checkers? That's something I got to do research in, and I advise you to do the same. Who fact checks the fact checkers? Twitter, Facebook, they both put up their own little tag on his post, and that made him mad. Continuing on with the Deadline article, the president post incorrectly states that sometimes over 100,000 Americans die from the flu. Are we going to close down the country? No, we've learned from it. Yada, yada, yada. Whether that statement is true or false, I don't know. But that was the case previously, but that's no longer the case as of this being a global problem. Regulation, like I said before, this is what the Deadline article is going to describe for us. Regulation 230 absolves internet companies from responsibility for content that appears on their platforms. Literally, if somebody random posts a terror video on YouTube, YouTube is not going to get sued by Moms of America or Dads for Dads and stuff like that. They're not going to be sued for anything that is liable. But similarly, that also protects you as a content creator. Like, if you want to really break it down, that protects you as a content creator from being liable for the post under your own video that you posted on that thing. So it's like a whole chain of stuff that goes on, and it's so broad that it protects a lot. And the repealing of that act, which has been called on before by many other politicians because they do not like being censored by big companies, and that's why there's also big news about them, when I say them, the Senate trying to put an antitrust probe on all the big companies right now because they want to break them up. They want to slip that in there. I don't agree with that personally. That's probably not the right thing to do. Mainly because of what I said, it breaks down the fundamental rights that you have. Everybody down here, everybody right now has the chance to go ahead and create their own little platform for people to speak their mind and stuff. How do you think Reddit came about? Reddit is this underdog that came out of nowhere. Twitter is this underdog that came out of nowhere, born out of the frustration that you couldn't say 250 words the first time. These things exist. These things exist because the internet exists. And literally, this Section 230 being gone destroys the Wild West of the internet. And that's basically it. There would be no TikTok. There's no way to save TikTok. There's no way to save Instagram. There's no way to save Facebook. There's no way to save your blog. There's no way to save news websites. There's no way to save your own little bubble. You cannot save yourself from other people's actions if you host a site where people can freely express themselves. That's why it hasn't been touched, because it's also a part of the freedom of speech. So it's a touchy subject if we go further into it. But yeah, that's been the news. That's been the craziness that's been going on. And to lighten the mood, Instagram has a birthday thing going on. So if you want to go ahead and slide down the very top of your hearts page, I believe, celebrating his 10th birthday by letting you change the app icon. throughout the month of October. And I think that's pretty dope. And this is according to the howtogeek.com article. I got to make sure to quote my sources. So that's what I got to do. But unfortunately, at the time of writing, it doesn't appear the Easter egg is available for Android. So sad emoji face for me. But for majority of you, because iOS dominates the market, majority of you have the opportunity to this. You go to your profile page, then you click the three bars at the top right corner, and then click your settings. And then when you're inside settings, it'll show you the option at the very tippy top. And once you're into that, you can change the icon to all these different things. It's a whole plethora of colors. So I say try it out. Tag me in it if you're in this YouTube video, or tag me in it if you're in this podcast episode. So thanks for listening. It's a privilege to be talking my opinions and beliefs with you guys. So hopefully we'll see you in the next episode of The Red and Yellow. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends and family, and spread the word that Tay is doing some big things. So thanks again for listening to The Red and Yellow.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can. And make sure you have the time of your life.